gentlemen, we've got a loaded news broadcast and guest broadcast for you today on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Let me take the first segment to lay out everything that's coming up before my first in-studio guest joins me and I get to all of this news. So again, I've got all kinds of news. We've got a developing situation right now inside the Biden family. There's going to be a CYA interview. I believe it's going to be aired Monday morning on CBS. I don't know their morning show. I'm sure it'll be their morning dingbat talk show, whatever they air on CBS in the mornings on Monday. And they're going to start laying the groundwork for the narrative that Hunter Biden's laptop was hacked by Russians. And so they're going to say all of the sordid videos and pictures and information and details coming from the laptop was just planted there by Russians. But this interview is going to blow up in their face. I think it's going to make them look bad, the Bidens, that is. And some of the details, I think that they are going to try to use to cover this thing up and cover up the activities of the family and the crime family and Biden. I don't think it's going to work, but that's what their plan is for this interview that I guess is going to air in its entirety Monday morning. We also have more hate crimes being committed against Asians. They say it's white supremacy, but we're getting the suspects, and none of them are white, so that seems to be an odd development there. I'm going to show you the total hypocrisy, but it's not even hypocrisy. I don't even know what you would call it of the Capitol coverage from today with the incident there with the car wreck and then something that happened yesterday that you never heard about, but of course was much worse. A couple of COVID updates, border updates, the Satanist coming after your kids updates, and liberal propaganda taking over all the fun in the United States and all of our industry updates. And also great guest Drew Hernandez in studio coming up, Laura Loomer coming up, and Alex Lazarev, who is the guy that had the bullhorn in the car warning people they were being brainwashed and got attacked, all coming up today on the War Room.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, April 2nd, 2021. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, streaming live at banthis.tv, band.video, warroomisraw.com. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you for the next 3 hours. In studio with me is Drew Hernandez. He's going to be with us for the entire first hour, and we're going to be covering some border updates and as well as some other cultural news that's developing right now. A sick, demonic exercise took place by the Satanists last night. And to the keen eye, you saw it. But I think a lot of people saw it and really don't even know what's going on, but saw it and were probably taken aback. And it was a big red pill. I'm going to talk about that coming up as well with Drew Hernandez. Laura Loomer has some breaking news that she's going to be covering in the second hour. And then the individual that was driving around, it was covered on the American Journal this morning. We mentioned the video, I think, yesterday, too. Driving around with a bullhorn out of his window, telling people how they've been lied to by the media about COVID, and then got attacked by a individual on a bike, obviously not a Trump voter, smashed his window in. He's going to be joining us in the third hour. So I got a lot of news. I got a lot of guests. It's going to be a loaded Friday broadcast. But where to begin? The Hunter Biden, Joe Biden cover-up that is taking place right now. They've obviously been working on this for a while, and they're going to try to reveal their whole diversion campaign Monday morning. What was going on at the Capitol today with all that hysteria versus something that happened yesterday that was much worse that nobody heard about, just showing you how the media wants to always divert your attention. But since Drew is here with me and he's covered the border, let's start with this, Drew. So we are now into April. We have the final numbers, and this is just what's on record. The illegal border crossings from the year March of 2021 that we have on record. So that means, I mean, how many people cross that don't get down on the data sheets? We don't have those numbers. But on record, 171,000 illegal immigrants went through Border Patrol and custody in the month of March. 171,000, Drew. Based on what you've seen, based on what I've seen, based on the media coverage of this, talk about the significance of that number and where it goes from here.
I think that's exactly what Democrats wanted. They only see these people as voters, their fresh batch of voters, because they're going to come into the United States. They're going to be given citizenship at some point. And that's the game plan. That's what they want to do. They just want to have a new voting bloc because they're fully aware. Joe Biden literally told a bunch of black civil rights activists, I believe it was in December on a conference call, that he's not afraid of them anymore. And he said it's the Hispanics now because they are now the biggest non-white voting bloc in the United States of America. So this is just to add to it because they know that this is their next victimized group of people that they're going to turn their attention to now.
And you know what I always hear from Hispanic conservatives, very large Catholic community, very large Christian community, very large conservative community. Mm-hmm. What I always hear from people that come from these communities is, oh, it'll never work on the Hispanic American community. It'll never work on Mexican Americans. They're too Christian, you know, pro-life and all this stuff. And I say, you know, you forget, because I understand where you're coming from, but you forget it was black people that started the Republican Party. So they've been able to completely do a 180 on that and make black people think the Democrat Party is for them and get them to hate the Republican Party. So, you know, Latino Americans, Hispanic Americans, Mexican Americans, everything else, don't think just because your culture is pro-life, you know, heavy Catholic on all this stuff. Don't think that that doesn't mean that the liberal propaganda and the Democrat propaganda can't reach you.
Yeah, I think they target the youth because you have a difference between like Latino boomers and Gen X Latins and like the millennials and the Gen Z right now. Right. Because they've totally bought into the Marxism. They've totally bought into the victimhood mentality. So I think it is a matter of education. I think if we were smart right now, we would try and educate some of these people that they're here now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what are we going to do now? I think at this point, I think it would be in our best interest to try and educate these people, to communicate to them like, look, hey, you have been brought here by a political party that wants to take advantage of you, period. That's it. You don't have to vote for these people because that's all they see you as. It's like I was telling, we were talking about this the other day. It's like they're leaving one tyranny into another because the Democrat Party sold its soul to socialism and communism. So it's like you guys are going to go straight into a system that's going to drain this country and take this and just completely destabilize us even further. So I think if we were smart, a lot of, you know, Hispanic activists that were conservatives, that are pro-patriots, I think if we were smart, we would try and target some of these communities and really try and communicate to them. Now is not the time to just sell your soul to this political party because they brought you here for that very reason. And that's all you are to them. So I think we should try and at least make the best out of this situation because the Democrats are going to do the complete opposite. They are going to do that. They're going to try and pander to these communities and just get millions of voters. So, I mean, it's a tough conversation to have, you know, because it's like, should they have come here in the first place? I would say no, because they were dog whistled. A lot of people are getting killed, raped, and murdered. But they're here now. So I think we should do our best to try and show them what America really, really is, not this socialist Marxist garbage that they're pumping down the throats of all of our children.
You know, I was actually thinking deeply about this, and we kind of talked about this a little bit, or walked around it a little bit yesterday. And I was thinking, how could you do that? How could you actually activate that agenda to say, look, okay, 171 illegal immigrants came here in the month of March. How do I reach them? How do I get them to really appreciate the American way of life and freedom and free market and prosperity, and then get them to understand that the Democrat Party is anti all of this? So you want to come here for a better life, you better make sure these people don't get into power.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how do you go about that? Because what they're doing right now is they're bringing in through the churches. And so it hit me was that the only real counterbalance to this would be churches, would be church leaders and churches that want to get involved with this, and who could even volunteer. Because what I'm noticing now is, and I'm completely convinced of this, that leftist groups have churches as fronts
mm-hmm.
for all these different agendas.
Yeah.
And there's a financial advantage for them as well. But so they start these churches. That's why you see the LGBT churches, the tranny story times at the churches, so them facilitating illegal immigration, because they're just front groups for leftist agendas. So if you could have the Christian base in the United States and Catholic churches that are real Catholic churches, not just front groups, with some prestige that have been around for a while, if you could have them try to reach these illegal immigrants too, and you know, hey, you know what? Hey, if you need a church to go to, you know, we're praising Jesus this Sunday. It's Easter Sunday. By the way, there's some really evil people in this country that want to use you mm-hmm. and somehow try to warn them. I mean, it's a very subtle thing. It's a very tough thing to do. But I think right now that's the only counterbalance, because the Democrats just bought in their view, 171 illegal immigrants, 171,000. Yeah, there's one of the fake churches, I believe. These people are not godly. OK, I mean, I can see it in their eyes. And just by the way they responded to me, and the fact they were upset I was there recording their tranny story time and they didn't like it. But the Democrats view this as 171,000 new votes that they'll eventually get.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow, if we can judo move them and get these people to understand that the Democrats are their enemy, maybe we can actually use this agenda against them.
Yeah, I would also say this is I totally agree with you on the Christian church religious front, because that means a lot to a lot of Latinos and Hispanics, right? Their faith, familia, those are like the number one things, right? But also we have to talk about Univision too. We have to talk about Telemundo too. They are literally like worse than CNN, bro. Worse than CNN.
I don't know how that's possible,
I'm telling you, the CNN is nothing compared to these news stations. The type of propaganda that comes from these people is like on another level. And
there's really no counterbalance to that.
No, there isn't. So I think a lot of Hispanics really do, conservatives, you know, really do have to make their voices known right now, especially in the media, especially those that speak Spanish. But anyone that has a voice right now, we cannot allow. And I'll sit here and say this for myself before the segment ends, is we cannot allow what the Democrat Party has done to the Black community. We cannot allow them to do that to the Hispanic community. I don't care if you're a leftist. I don't care if you're a right winger. I don't care. We cannot allow this political party to do this to our communities. I refuse it. I reject it. And as long as I'm alive with breath in my soul, I will continue to preach this from the freaking rooftop zone.
We'll talk more about that. And we'll talk about some of the Republicans that are trying to stop this illegal immigration pipeline, like Ron DeSantis in Florida.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control, in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Here live on air, and there's obviously, you know, there is no set formula here, but we can go off the data we have. So if you have 171,000 illegal immigrants crossing the border every month for 12 months, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have over 2 million, that number is over 2 million illegal immigrants coming into this country in the year 2021, which I predicted first. It wasn't very tough of a prediction to make. Again, the numbers just bear out. But I would say it could even be bigger than that. Because if you look at the inflation of the people coming across from January, February to March, that means in the month of April, we'll be closer to 200,000. And then in the month of May, we'll be closer to 250,000. And so, I mean, we're talking astronomical numbers here, Drew. You'd think that that would be kind of a big deal. 2 million illegal immigrants coming into this country. I mean, that's by definition an invasion, and that is a population replacement.
You know what I think we should kind of take a look at and we should track to the best of our ability is I think we should track where these people are actually going. Because if they're putting them in swing states,
significant numbers.
That's a significant number. Because I think it's going to be rather hard for Democrats to rig the election again because there's so many people watching.
There have been a lot of local jurisdictions that gave Dominion the boot too.
Yeah, I could be totally wrong about this. We'll see in the next upcoming midterms. But I think their strategy is they legitimately do want to win elections legitimately because it might just be too risky to do this again because there's so many people. Like I said, I could be totally wrong about this, but I think it would be more beneficial for them to just import millions of people just to get millions of votes. So it appears that they're winning these elections legitimately moving forward. Like I said, they're unpredictable at this point. They could rig every single election from here on out based upon what happened in 2020. But when you think about it, I would really like to know where the majority of these people are going, because if they are going in swing states, if they're going in counties where this matters, that's something I think we should really focus on uncovering.
Well, I think what they learned in 2016 was to never have any mercy, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, don't take anything for granted. As much cheating and illegal activity as you can have, it's never enough.
Yeah.
You know, it's like running up the score in a ball game just to make sure that you can win because you had a drastic comeback against you. But so those are the numbers, folks. We're on pace for about 2 million illegal immigrants to come into this country in the year 2021. So, I mean, that's a pretty significant number. I don't know. I think people would want to know about that. Who's fighting back? Ron DeSantis has sent a letter to the DHS and the Secretary Mayorkas demanding that the federal government ensure the transfer of criminal aliens to ICE upon their completion of state prison terms rather than be released into Florida's communities. So they're releasing criminals into these states. Ron DeSantis is standing up against this. I mean, it's just yet another angle, Drew, just yet another angle of how this open border policy and pipeline is just increasing criminal activity and destabilizing the United States.
Yeah, and that's just going to continue. It's only going to get worse because, like I said yesterday, we were talking about the Border Patrol is having serious issues vetting these people. And the Biden administration is not only turning a blind eye, they willfully know. They know. Biden knows that this stuff is going to happen. He knows about the human trafficking. He knows about the sex trafficking. He knows about the little girls getting raped and gang raped. He knows about the little kids, 3-year-old little kids being dropped from 14-foot border walls. He knows that these things are going to continue to take place. There are even migrants being stuffed in stash houses against their will, like 49 of them just being held captive.
Yeah, actually, didn't they just bust 3 stash houses today?
They're doing it every day.
I think there were 3 guys look that up. I think it's Border Patrol busts up 3 migrant shelter houses or something.
Yeah, the fact is they know that these things are going to continue. Biden knows, the administration knows, they willfully know that they cannot vet these people and that there are literally rapists and pedophiles and murders getting through the southern border. They're falling through the cracks. They're getting caught, they're getting released, and they're getting just completely let into the United States. The administration willfully knows this, so the blood is on their hands.
There it is.
All
right
of the
there.
Blood is on their hands, and there it is. Mm. A lot of people don't talk about this. They don't know this. There are literally, Border Patrol knows what I'm talking about. There are these stash houses. This is in the U.S., okay? Those stash houses are not in Mexico. The quickest thing that they could possibly do is when they cross is the cartels will try and get these people to a stash house immediately. And some of these situations, these migrants are held against their will in these stash houses.
See, and that just
some of them die.
That leads me to another point I was going to make today. It's, you know, people would want to know this. People do want to know the story of what's going on. Well, why aren't they getting it? Because they're not covering this on mainstream news. They're not making a big deal of it. Fox News may mention it in a read off a teleprompter or a bottom line, but they're not making a big deal out of it. What are they making a big deal out of? And I didn't mean to segue into this, but it's the perfect example of what you're talking about. So today they made the biggest deal of what happened there outside the Capitol. Hundreds, maybe thousands of law enforcement. I mean, it was just totally out of control. They shut down the Capitol again, just everybody out of control for a car accident that ended up in a deadly shooting incident. And I, as far as I can tell, I don't see any political motives or anything like this. We haven't heard about anything. They immediately said it was white supremacy, but it turns out it looks like the suspect is a black male. Again, I'm not sure what the motive here. I'm not sure if it's even relevant. But the point is, you had that whole scene, and everybody today will remember, oh, the Capitol today, car accident, shooting. Okay, well, yesterday there was a man who engaged in a mass shooting, killed 4 people in Orange, California. Aminadab Gaxola Gonzalez was charged Friday with 4 counts of murder, 3 counts of attempted murder, and 2 felony counts of attempted murder of a police officer. Did anybody hear about this? Did you hear about this, Drew?
Barely, like on Instagram. But they don't want to talk about it unless it's a white guy. Period. They won't want to talk about it unless it's a white guy. Because if it's a white guy, it's white supremacy, it's white terrorism, and the woke culture and the woke supremacy immediately mobilizes because it fits their narrative. They don't care. They don't care if it's a mass shooting from anybody else other than white people, because they cannot use it to smear white people any further. And that's what I really hope a lot of people understand, is that these people use these situations. They take advantage of tragedies. They take advantage of tragedies of human beings in order to push their stupid little woke agenda. They don't care. They don't care if it's black people. They don't care if it's brown people. All they care about right now is if we got a white guy, then we got a story. We can run it. We got clicks.
Or
we have the ability to smear these people.
If it's in D.C., we can make a big deal out of it. We give ourselves more power.
Yeah, so maybe they could just throw a Trump hat in the back seat, or they,
sure,
they show up. You know, but this is what these people do. If it doesn't fit the narrative, they don't want to talk about it. Period. And the narrative right now is what? Destroy white people, smear white people, slander white people. So anything that's coming out in the media, if a white person says the wrong thing or if a white person does something evil, they immediately mobilize, because that is the agenda right now. And Black Lives Matter has been used to push this agenda on a grand scale to the masses.
So they could have made just as big of a deal out of what happened in Orange, California. You could have had media there, mm-hmm, press gaggles, all the police and everything, the cameras, but they didn't. But they did in D.C., but not in California. So it's always an agenda. And my point here is this. The media is making the decision for the people what's important. They're making the decision. So they fake a pandemic. That's important to have everybody in fear. But not to be afraid of what the vaccines are doing. Not to be afraid of what the side effects are. Not to be afraid of this experimental gene therapy. And then you apply that to every other story they cover, folks. And it's always the same.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time, because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it, because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension, so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well, and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, I'm about to tell you the sick things that the Satanists are up to right now, and they are rubbing it in your face. They are rubbing it in your face in ways that they've never done before. And I noticed it last night, and it's very subtle, but it's very, very intrusive. And so I'm going to talk about that coming up. But first, I have to tell you about the new sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We're very excited that Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. I start every morning with Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com. It's back in stock. It's 40% off. We've also just got a couple other supplements back in stock. Rocket Rest, very popular, high-rated sleep support formula, Rocket Rest. That was sold out. It was so popular. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com and 40% off. And Lung Cleanse Plus is back in stock, and that's 50% off. So continue to get your supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Top-selling, top-rated supplements back in stock. Vitamin, Mineral Fusion, Rocket Rest, and Lung Cleanse Plus on discount. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have all T-shirts right now from InfoWarsStore.com on sale for $17.76. So all those popular T-shirts you see out at our events are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com for $17.76. So hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com. Keep free speech alive. Keep these platforms alive so we can bring you this news and support your own health by getting the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. So yesterday was what's known as Holy Thursday. It's the night or the day of the Last Supper with Jesus and the apostles. Today, of course, Good Friday, and then Easter Sunday. And so last night, anybody who's seen my setup there at home knows I'm kind of like a media nerd. It's almost an addiction. And so I've got all the news broadcast up on all my TVs and everything. And I noticed at the bottom line, every news network was talking about this Lil Nas story. Nike sues over unauthorized Satan shoes. Nike wins restraining order against Lil Nas X's Satan shoe, but it already sold out. Okay, so that's the basic story here, and I want to get Drew's response to this. The basic story here is that Nike is saying this was not an official licensed product of Nike. You had no right to sell this. Mischief and Lil Nas legal team is arguing that no, we're not selling this as a shoe. We're selling this as a unique, individually branded work of art. And so that's kind of the back and forth. Nike is winning that legal battle. But, the problem that they had was that they had already sold all the shoes except one. So they'd already sold all the shoes except one. The one that they hadn't sold, of course, was guess what shoe number. In fact, Drew, guess what shoe number they hadn't sold.
666?
Wow, how did you know? So they hadn't sold it. So all last night, this big story was rolling on all the news networks, bottom scroll line. So guess what number was rolling all night, last night, on every cable news network, Drew?
666.
666. All night, on the bottom screen, just ticking 666, 666, 666, 666 all night long. 666.
Yeah.
666. And I filmed this, and I put a little video up, guys, on my Subscribestar, if you want to pull that up, just to document that this is going on. So all night long, ladies and gentlemen, on Holy Thursday, before Easter Sunday, the night of the Last Supper, all cable news networks are running 666 at the bottom of their screen. And I'm seeing this, and knowing the world that we live in, I'm seeing this, and I'm thinking, wow, this is one of the most satanic, intrusive, but like opening it for everybody to see that I've ever seen in my life. The number 666 rolling on all cable news networks all night long last night.
I mean, let's really like dig into that. 666, according to the scripture, that's the mark of the beast. That's his number. So it's no surprise to me that people are completely open and flocking to this, because in the tribulation, that is going to be a point of worship. People are going to have to pledge allegiance to the Antichrist. They are going to have to worship him as God, and he will be demanded as such. And his the mark is 666. And people will not be able to be granted access into the economy if they do not take this mark, whether it could be in their hand or on their forehead, according to the Bible. So I think we are being prepared. I think the masses are being desensitized. They are being prepared for Satanism, because that's what the Antichrist is going to be. He's going to be literally a man that is a rock star on the face of planet Earth that is possessed by the devil himself. And people are going to flock to him. People are going to worship him literally as God. So I think it's pretty it makes sense to me. Right now, the world, especially America, is in a place where they are openly willing to worship the devil or any human being that pledges allegiance to Satan without any remorse or even any second thought of it. So stuff like this is not surprising to me, because I think the rapture of the church is right around the corner. The second coming of Christ is on its way as well. So before that can happen, the Antichrist will show himself shortly after the rapture. So I think we're here. I think we're heading into these last days, and it's very clear. I was talking about this with Alex as well. Is like one of the identifying factors when you read Matthew chapter 24 is Jesus warned that kingdom would be against kingdom and nation against nation. When you read the original text, the word nation is literally ethnos. Those are race wars. So a lot of people don't understand, like, you are in these last days. You are in it right now. And these race wars are continuing, and they're only going to get worse. But we know who wins in the end. And I think that's important. And it's Christ himself.
And stuff like this isn't coincidence. And, you know, when they had the Bill Gates patent for the biotech that's being used in the vaccines, and it's 060606, mm-hmm. You know, you see stuff like that, and that's kind of unseen stuff. You know, you have to dig to find that stuff. That's kind of like the hidden Easter eggs that the globalists and the Satanists and the eugenists like to put out there. Mm-hmm. When I saw that rolling on the night of the Last Supper before Easter, I was like, it was so surreal, because it's like, wow, I mean, they're really doing this. Yep. Like, this is not a joke. They're being serious. They're telling everyone the Antichrist is here. We've given our souls to the devil. And we own everything.
Yeah, the masses are ready. They're prepared. When we talk about like theology and the devil and Satan himself, a lot of people identify the depiction that Lil Nas had in his video, right? Some red guy with devil horns and stuff like that. But the Bible makes it very clear that the devil himself will appear as an angel of light, something beautiful, something grand, something magnificent, something that's attractive to the human eye and the human flesh. So the point I'm trying to make is I think a lot of people right now are being engineered. They're being prepared to accept this once it comes, because once it happens, people are going to worship the devil, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. They are going to literally, the false prophet will push people to worship the Antichrist. The devil wants to be worshiped as God, right? The word Antichrist in the Bible is not necessarily someone that's in opposition towards Christ. It's someone in the place of Christ. That's what that means. So when he comes, he's going to want to be worshiped as God, literally as God. And so I think what's happening right now is people, without even realizing it, they are being trained to worship. Anything you dedicate, think about, what does the Bible say? What did Jesus say? What are the greatest commandments, right? You shall worship the Lord your God with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. That is worship, right? That's what people do to all kinds of things every single day. The opposite of that to anything else in this world is pure idolatry. And I think people are being engineered to worship Satan, Lucifer himself, and the Antichrist with all of their heart, their soul, their minds, their bodies, all that they are, without any second thought. and this stuff. I mean, it's not new, right? You've had Van Halen in the 80s. You've had Marilyn Manson with Satanism just out in the open. I'm sure a lot of old people are like, oh, that ain't nothing new. It is a little different because the way that technology is set up right now, the mark of the beast could show up like that, no question. That's what separates, I think, where we are right now than the 1980s with open Satanism with Van Halen and Guns N' Roses and 666 all over this stuff. I think the difference now is there's been an expedite in technology where this could literally take place in the blink of an eye.
Well, and that's the thing, too. When you're talking about training people to worship the devil, they train people to worship and idolize these, you know, stars, right? Yeah. Stars, celebrities. And so, of course, they're completely devoid of anything. You know, they're devoid of any return on that investment. They're devoid of any return on that worship. But they're trained to worship these fallen idols, like you're saying. The Kardashians, the Lil Nas's. And so, yeah, when you've been worshiping trash like that, when Satan comes around, you're trained and you're ready to go.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and block it pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 20. 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
Infowars.com/show.
Well, Satanism doesn't stop at the promotion of the Mark of the Beast. Rolling across all the cable news networks last night on Holy Thursday. This is, this is a story that a lot of people don't talk about, Drew. And you know, I understand why. And, I'm not a teetotaler here, and nobody's perfect. But the sexualization of kids, the promotion and consumption in mass quantities of pornography, and what's that doing to our society, nobody really ever talks about it. It's kind of like a taboo subject to talk about. And so when I saw this story, it made me realize, you know, now's the time to talk about it and make a big issue about it. Otherwise, it's only going to go downhill from here. Rapper Bad Baby, I'm assuming I'm pronouncing this right, it's Behad Behaby, claims she broke the OnlyFans record, making more than $1 million within 6 hours. And they all say 6 hours, so that number six continues to be there. In 6 hours, she made $1 million. So apparently, I guess this girl was a celebrity rapper in her young age. Now she turns 18.
She was the Catch Me Outside girl from Dr. Phil.
Oh, okay. So the Catch Me Outside, she was like fighting with her mother or something on a TV show, was it?
Yeah, on Dr. Phil. Remember, she went viral, then she became a ratchet rapper. So now she's
so that's
been
great.
On OnlyFans.
So you get famous for fighting with your parents and being disrespectful. Then you become a degenerate rapper. And then you become a porn star as soon as you're 18, and then you get promoted because you make millions of dollars. So, look, I'm all about free market. And what people do in their own bedroom in their own time, quite frankly, is none of my business. That's between them and God. And so they'll have to answer to God for that, not to me. But, I mean, this pushing of porn and sexualization onto kids and promoting it and glorifying it and incentivizing kids to do this, this is going to be a real dark time, I think, for kids that get involved with this stuff. And it's going to create a chasm, I think, in the youth, too.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be kids that shy away from this stuff and know how bad it is. And there's going to be kids that go into it and think, hey, I'm going to be rich. You know, I'm going to dance like Cardi B. I'm going to have an OnlyFans. And just to think that this is what little girls are now going to think that they want to be when I let's talk about this, because I worked in youth development for a couple of years in St. Louis, and you were also a youth pastor. And what I saw, all these young girls in high school, like half of them said they wanted to be strippers or porn stars. I'm not even exaggerating. Yeah. They would say that's what their dream job is, to be a stripper or a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just stunned, and I'm just thinking, this is how we got there. It's stories like this. Did you ever see anything similar there?
Yeah, I mean, growing up as a kid, I mean, you look up to people that are successful, making tons of money, that have tons of fame. And right now, the people that are making tons of money with tons of fame are people that are ex-strippers, people that are putting out songs like WAP, glorifying women genitalia as if it's normal. And then you have a bunch of little kids making TikTok dance videos to it. I think the people that are being looked up to right now are perverts, straight up. You know, like, people should be ashamed of themselves. I know I sound like an old guy up here, but it's like, no, seriously, like, if we want to respect women, it's probably not a good idea to glorify a woman glorifying her genitalia. If we want women to actually be respected, I think women have more worth than just their body parts being blasted all over the internet. Because now little girls, this girl just turned 18 like a week ago. Right.
And obviously she had this whole thing planned. Were planning it for this for a while.
She knows what she's doing. But this is another signal to the youth that you could become a millionaire within 6 hours when you turn 18 if you just sell your body on the internet. And like you said, people can do whatever they want, but I think this is a disrespect, and this just completely just destroys the dignity of not only human beings, but women Completely. I think women are better than this.
And nobody ever talks about the negative side effects of people that consume porn. Nobody ever talks about the negative side effects of girls that sell their body, especially at a young age. And again, I just have to highlight this because I don't believe, I'm not allowed to believe in coincidence at this point. She's saying how it took her 6 hours. Okay, so there's your six. She says that she had 6 million comments. So there's your other six. And she's charging people $23.99. Now, this may be a stretch, but okay, 2 times 3 is 6. All right, and if you flip the 99 upside down, you have 6. And so there's your 666. So maybe that one's a stretch.
Well, it makes sense, right? The Antichrist, according to the Bible, they call him what? The man of lawlessness. Like Jesus said, lawlessness will abound. So all this stuff that you find, all these foreshadows, 666 here, 666 there, it's corresponding with the Bible has said. Lawlessness is going to abound and increase. That means less law. This is why the police is being defunded. This is why the Border Patrol is being gutted. This is why the military is being completely made a joke and a mockery out of. We're losing so many levels of restraint here in the United States. And the Bible foretold it. It's very clear. All these things make complete sense if you just take a look at what the Bible has to say. Lawlessness will abound. It doesn't mean we just stick our heads in the sand like a bunch of, you know, Christians that just don't want to do anything about it. We have to speak out. We have to speak out in righteousness. We have to take action. But what I am saying is we have to communicate these things to people, because it really does wake people up. When you just explain what I just explained here on air to someone that's just kind of like, the Bible talked about that? Like, there's a connection there? Like, it does start to kind of get some wheels going, and some people that God, which I believe are the elect, will be chosen to wake up. Some people are just, they're just not going to wake up. They're just going to refuse this, because there will literally be people, when you read the Bible, dude, I'm all in the Bible today, but it's just like, there will literally be people in the book of Revelation when all the plagues and the bowls and the judgment and all this insanity is happening on planet Earth, there will still be people that will refuse to bend the knee to the Lord and repent and just literally just turn from the devil. They will still be biting their teeth, literally sticking to their guns, and will go straight down to hell willfully because they choose so. So, I mean, it's like, It's hard. It's going to take God. It really is. It's going to take the Spirit of God. Like, we're dealing with some spiritual issues here. We could have the most grand intellectual arguments. Like, you could have Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Drew Hernandez, like just like this like super saiyan of a person, like fused together to just give the most grand like argument to wake someone up. But it's that spiritual blindness. No one can really get through it. Only the Lord could do something like that. And I think that's where we're at right now.
And the Lord works through experiences in this realm to try to wake people up. At least that's what I've learned from my experiences and so many of the testimonies I hear, people that are born again and you know, get baptized in their old age and stuff. You know, you look at this young girl, she's 18 years old, and really she's obviously an attractive young girl. You know, she's pretty much defied, she's completely defiled her body. Otherwise what I think would be universally considered, you know, this is, hey, you know what? Good for her. She's a cute girl. But so now it's, oh, good for you. You're now an internet slut. So you made $1 million. Great for you. You're an internet slut. And that's what's promoted, though. You know, that's what's promoted. So she's really empowered now, because any guy can go out there and.
I mean, it's just sad. It's just sad, right?
I was stunned.
No, like, think about this, Owen. Like, think about, like, imagine someday, you know, you're a kid and you go to school. And all your friends are laughing at you, and they're watching videos of your mom stripping and a bunch of porn of your mom. And like, you're that kid. You're that kid where your mom's booty and breasts are all over, plastered all over the internet when she was 18 years old. Like, that's gotta just be like, damn, are you not even thinking about that? You know what I'm saying? Like, we sound like old guys, but it's like, I could just not imagine like going to school one day and all my homies watching pornography of my mom. It's just like, they're young. She's 18. I know how young people think, but it's like, she's going to start thinking these things through. I mean, it's like, how are you going to get a job? Like, your body is plastered all over, but she probably doesn't have to worry about that.
Yeah. She's not worried about a job,
but the mom thing, the mom
thing,
got
$1 million.
The mom thing for sure. It's like, you're going to embarrass your son or your daughter somewhere down the line.
But you know what it is? It's such depravity now too, where they promote their abortions. I mean, they even use promotion of their abortions for social media clout.
Yeah. But think about it, right? Fornication is the reason why we're having so many abortions, because sex is just out in the open. That's the origin of where the abortion problem lies. We have a bunch of people that are obsessed with sex, that are fornicating on a daily basis with multiple partners, AIDS, HIV, all this, STDs are skyrocketing.
Yeah, now, I always say, you want to test for something, let's test everybody for herpes and sex and transmitted diseases. Let's see if there's a pandemic.
But this is why we have the abortion problem, is because in our culture, we've signaled to the youth that it's okay to have multiple sex partners and just bone everyone you come into contact with. But if you have a baby, it's an easy access. Just push a button. You can have an abortion. It's gone. It's all taken care of.
And no problem. Yeah, and there's no consequence either. Oh, yeah. They don't tell you about the actual consequence.
Yeah, and it's kids. It's kids that are learning this on TikTok.
So Representative Gosar, Paul Gosar, has written a letter to the U.S. Attorney General demanding an investigation into OnlyFans, accusing the website of facilitating online prostitution. Look, I would even say to Gosar that, again, I'm pro-freedom. You know what? I say, if you want to be a prostitute, whatever. Like, quite frankly, it's none of my business. But you know what? At least there's some pushback. At least somebody is standing up and saying, hey, you know, this is happening to our kids. Let's have a discussion about the sexualization of our kids in this country before we dive headlong into this. So at least somebody's standing up. Drew Hernandez, thanks for being in the studio with us again today, man.
Yep, thank you guys. See you next time.
All right, we'll be right back. Laura Loomer coming up.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Video clips I want to get to here before Laura Loomer joins me with some exclusive news. Okay. You know what? Let's, let's go ahead and just take a look at clip 10, guys. Just roll the B-roll of clip 10 here. I met a group, the Texas True Patriots, when I was out in McAllen, some really good people there. I interviewed a few of them. The videos are at band.video. And I was talking to one of the gentlemen because they live in this town. This is their community. And so they don't like to see this going on. And, you know, it's always the same issue. It's always the same challenge. What do we do about this? What, you know, how do we get people aware of this? Because Believe me, everybody downtown sees this happening, folks. I mean, it's right out in public. It's not like they may not know what it is, but eventually they're going to find it out. And then when you have people out there standing with signs saying what's going on or the media out there, then they can catch up. But so I told them, I said, you know, the one thing that you may be able to do, and I don't know how effective it would be, but it would at least allow you to document the information and get more of it out there. We can't do it because we're banned on all the social media platforms. I said, if you can effectively start a social media account, whether it's Twitter or YouTube or whatever, and then all you have to do is put a camera right outside that facility and just turn it on and just live stream the entire process for an entire day with the thousands of people coming in. And you can get the numbers and you can just document it and you can show people just in live time how this is happening all day. Because unless you're sitting there like we were all day and we were constantly moving about, following vehicles, figuring out where they're going, where they're taking them, talking to people at the airport, talking to people at the hotels. Again, all the videos are banned out video. But if you just sat there the entire day, you would capture the entire process. So that's what they did. And so they're out there working on it right now. You know, these aren't tech experts, and I don't think they're, you know, too familiar with social media, so they're kind of learning the ropes on how to do this, and I'm trying to coach them a little bit. But so they started that Twitter account, and they're going to sit there, and they may even have some videos up already. I think they're just trying to learn the ropes right now of how to operate this stuff. But they did it, and they sat there, and the gentleman is messaging me, and he's like, Owen, he's like, I already caught this many people. There were 30 people at this time, 30 people at this time. The bus dropped them off. And it's like, yep. So they know what's going on, folks. And these are working people. Because I told him this. He was like, well, everybody in this group works during the day. But he said, we're going to try to do it anyway. So they're out there. And of course, just like I told them, if you just sit there all day, you're going to catch the bus loads coming in and dropping them off. And you know what? This is actually a new development. Now they have a traffic cop. So now, oh my gosh. So get this. So we got down there and immediately started investigating the facility there in McAllen. And then the last day we were there on Wednesday, they were doubling the size of the McAllen facility, doubling the size. So you saw the Donna facility with all the tents and how they're like quadrupling the size of that. And then they had the little facility in McAllen where they were processing people. Now they're doubling the size of that. Now they've got traffic cops. Now they've got street cops out there running traffic patrols so these people can cross the street because there's so damn many of them all day long. That's like what you do when there's like a Super Bowl in town or like a World Series or something because of all the traffic. So the illegal immigration is such a large amount of people now. They have to have a traffic cop ushering them across the street. And I have been told an individual that owns a food truck just signed a contract to feed 5,000 people a day for the next 8 months in one of these facilities. So the numbers are only increasing, folks. I'm telling you, 2 million illegal immigrants will enter into this country this calendar year.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the second hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Laura Loomer from Loomered.com joins me, and she was already working on some big projects, and so I wanted to get her on today. Then we had the incident at the Capitol, in which she has exclusive intelligence on, so we bring Laura on now. Laura, what do you know about the individual and the incidents at the Capitol today that was dominating the daytime mainstream news coverage?
Well, Owen, thanks for having me on. And while they were transporting the suspect, whose name we now know is Noah Green, a 25-year-old follower of Nation of Islam, to the hospital following this attack in our nation's capital, I broke the story nearly 3 hours ago regarding the fact that this was an act of vehicular jihad. This individual was a jihadist, while mainstream media reporters were still trying to blame this on white supremacy. So, you know, just like I broke the story a week ago that the Colorado attacker was pledged allegiance to ISIS, I broke the story this week as well. And it just goes to show you the power of investigative journalism. You and I, Owen and Alex Jones, we're all deplatformed, we're all banned, yet we do our job better than 99.999% of journalists who have access to social media. And so I'm happy that Loomered.com has a phenomenal team of investigative reporters like myself, and we were able to break the story today and provide people with the truth. This was a black Jew-hating Muslim who committed this attack on our nation's capital. Jihad is being waged in America, and you can thank a Democrat for that. You can thank Joe Biden.
Well, and I want to continue your coverage on the story and the developments here, but you know, I want to also highlight though what you just said, because I want the audience to understand this to new members that are just kind of understanding how this works. Though, when Owen Schroyer or Laura Loomer or any of the InfoWars networks or people that Laura works for were allowed on the social media platforms, for example, the reporting that I just did at the border this week, it had hundreds of millions of views. It'd be the top thing on YouTube, top thing on Twitter, top thing on Facebook. Laura Loomer breaks this story on Loomer.com. She'd be able to share it. It'd be getting millions of clicks. It'd be the number one trend. But we're not allowed to do that anymore. So we're still out here executing our news coverage. We're still out here executing broadcasting the truth. We're just not allowed to trend and go viral on these main highways. It's like we're using the highways where all the billboards and everything is forever, but now they have us off onto these side roads where you have to go onto the dirt gravel roads to even find this information.
Yeah, and you know, two of my investigative reporters who work with me, Angela Vanderplem, who works on this report, and Haley Kennington as well, not only do I get banned, but their accounts also get banned and shut down. So they don't just target people like me and Alex Jones, but as you know, working for InfoWars, just being associated with people who get banned, you also get banned. And so that's what they want to do. That's their way of suppressing the truth. They ban me. They ban my reporters. They ban my investigative team. But we're still breaking news. They can't stop us from breaking news and being ahead of the curve. And nothing's going to stop the truth from getting out there.
And of course, they are already saying, oh, this isn't terrorism. This isn't a hate crime. Nothing to see here. When they thought it was a white guy that they could blame on Trump or something, then they were all making a big fuss of it. I guarantee you, Laura, if they would have known on the outset that this individual was not white and was actually a follower of Islam, if they would have known that, they would not have made such a fuss. They would not have had the national media coverage. They would not have cut every cable news network to it. They would not have even had the police response, quite frankly. You probably would have had a quarter of the police response even.
Well, no, I actually disagree, because, you know, they're not going to mention the fact that he's a member of the Nation of Islam. But what they're going to do is they're going to use the Muslims, just like they did in the case of Colorado, and say that he was mentally ill to push for their gun control measures. So they love this. They want to talk about the fact that he pulled a gun on police officers and killed a cop as much as possible, because now Joe Biden and the Democrats get to resurrect Fort Pelosi, and they get to put the fence around the Capitol.
So let me stop you right there, because that's what I really think this is actually about. And because I was asking my audience, I'll ask you the same thing. Did you hear about the shooter in Orange, California yesterday that shot and killed four people? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, press D for deport immediately. Another migrant, okay? Another non-white individual who carried out an attack. Want to see the immigration status, right? Papers, please. I'd love to see whether this individual was a legal or an illegal alien, because, You know, why should white people, why should law-abiding American citizens have to pay the price for Islamic migrants and Hispanic migrants who are here illegally or maybe legally through Obama's chain migration policies or Democrat chain migration policies? There are law-abiding gun owners in this country. And I recently wrote an op-ed that I also published on my site about how under Joe Biden's administration, it's easier for Islamic terrorists like Ahmed Al-Issa, who just killed 10 people at a kosher grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, to have a gun, as opposed to me. I am literally banned, Owen, from owning or possessing a firearm, but some Syrian migrant is allowed to pass an FBI check, even though he's known by the FBI, for being a jihadi, but you still get a gun. But if you are a Jewish conservative journalist, Trump supporter who has fatwas on your head by Muslim radicals who threaten to kill you, you're not allowed to have a gun, apparently.
No, I say this and people think, oh, you're going too far. No, I don't think it's far enough. Illegal immigrants have more rights and can and operate lawlessly in this country than American citizens. I think as Laura's Skype froze, guys, we're going to get reconnected with Laura. I think she just got back with us. Laura, your Skype froze there for a minute, but a lot of people say I go too far when I say this. Illegal immigrants have more rights and can get away with anything. The U.S. citizen is now a second-class citizen compared to an illegal immigrant.
Yeah, look, I completely agree with you. And a perfect example of this alongside the gun issue that I'm dealing with is these teachers in San Diego. So in California, your children are not allowed to learn in person. But, oh, my God, God forbid, there's all these children from illegal aliens coming into our country. Who's going to go teach them? Oh, if they have COVID, no problem. Let's rush teachers to the aid. I mean, I don't understand the logic here. So you're willing to go infect yourself with COVID to go teach a bunch of illegal alien children, but you're not willing to go teach in person to children who have been tested for COVID and they test negative? I mean, if the Democrats' pro-illegal alien or anti-American agenda was any more obvious, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how people can't see this. I don't see how any rational thinking American can continue to vote for Democrats and support Democrats in their destructive, anti-American, treasonous policies that they're pushing.
There are people, veterans, mind you, that were at, that were in D.C. on January 6th that are being advised not to fly, not to get on an airplane because the FBI may be looking for them just because they were in D.C. on the 6th. But yet hundreds, I documented hundreds of illegal immigrants hopping onto airplanes and flying without even ID, Laura, without even ID. Yet another example.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was just going to say, I mean, look, the Delta, for example, criticizing this Georgia law. I mean, the irony. I'm going to fly Delta next time, and I'm going to refuse to show my ID. And then when they give me a fuss and they call TSA on me, I'm going to say, you know what? Your president and your CEO said that voter ID was racist, so why should I have to show ID to get on a plane? Right? I mean, the audacity of these people and the hypocrisy of their policies, you know, let them fail. Let them boycott if they want. You know what? The state of Georgia should get rid of the tax breaks for all these companies that want to push their progressive policies. It's time for the Republicans and, you know, these red states to start retaliating just as aggressively. Okay. It's time to fight fire with fire and really give these Democrats a taste of their own medicine and these woke corporations that are capitalists and their CEOs get all their golden umbrella policies and, you know, their multi-million dollar payouts and salaries at the end of the year. But they're opposed to the very policies that are going to ensure that we remain a lawful capitalist society.
Let's get more into that on the other side. We're about to take this break. And again, though, I'll ask Laura Loomer, why does Laura think that a mass shooting in California yesterday barely scratched the surface of the mainstream media, but yet every major news network broke to D.C. today to report on what happened in D.C.? I think there's a couple different angles. We'll get Laura Loomer's expertise on the other side with her breaking news story of the identity of the suspect.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here. It is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
All right, we're back here with Laura Loomer on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. You're looking at the scenes from D.C., so they're still making a big fuss about that, but they ignored the mass shooting in Orange, California yesterday. And, of course, Laura Loomer at Loomer.com with her great staff has the exclusive vehicular jihad attack at the Capitol on Passover and Good Friday. And don't forget about last night on Holy Thursday, all the major cable news networks were running 666 at the bottom of their screen for Little Nas X tennis shoes. None of this is a coincidence, of course, but I want to get Laura Loomer's final comments on this and then move into some of the other stories that she wants to cover today. But Laura, so again, we know the media has an agenda. We know the politicians have an agenda. But why do you think yesterday's mass shooting in Orange, California, pretty much skirted the mainstream media, but today's incident in D.C. is the biggest story.
Well, maybe it has a lot to do with the immigration status of this individual in California whose name is so foreign I can't even pronounce it. So, you know, I don't know. Is he an illegal alien? Probably, right? It'd be interesting to see if he's been previously deported or how many times he's been previously deported. But look, in California, they are trying to welcome a lot of these illegal aliens in, and it's just like the Kate Steinle case, right? You had all these Democrats trying to tell you, no, these are innocent people. Let them in. And the last thing they want are Hispanic mass murderers or killers, murdering people because it goes against their talking points, right? That the greatest terror threat, the greatest national security threat in our country right now are angry white men, right? Toxic masculinity. That's the greatest threat. White supremacy. We have a pandemic of white supremacy. And that's what they want everybody to believe. And so, you know, we have a border crisis right now. We have a national security crisis. Joe Biden's first, order of business was to remove President Trump's travel ban, as you recall. And so, all of these policies now and Biden's, first, what has it been, 75 days in office? He hasn't even been in office for 100 days. And it's already a disaster. We already have a jihadist invasion into our country. We already have illegal alien mass murderers killing people. Syrian migrants targeting Jews during Passover at kosher markets. So it's not a surprise that we had a Muslim attack our nation's capital today. For the last 8 years, I've been saying that we're going to have another 9/11 style event. And Joe Biden's basically third term extension of Barack Hussein Obama's presidency is enabling that. And I wouldn't be surprised if we have some type of large scale Islamic terror attack. We already had one today. I mean, to go into the Capitol and to commit an attack like this.
And not forget the one in Colorado just a week or so ago. And if we're going to sit here and have all these policies, because, at one point in time, radical Islamic terrorism was the number one thing that our government was telling us to worry about. We were starting wars and all this stuff. Well, they never declared that was over. They never declared that threat was over. I guess they just want us to forget about it after they stole trillions of dollars fighting those wars. But the border's wide open. I mean, anybody could come across the southern border right now if they wanted to get in here and cause mass violence.
Right. And what people need to understand is it's not just Hispanics that are coming across our border illegally. There are countless stories from Border Patrol of Islamic jihadists crossing over. They're constantly finding prayer rugs and Qurans in the desert. Okay, they're intercepting Afghanis and Pakistanis and Syrians, all types of people, ISIS terrorists, Al-Qaeda, Taliban. You know, you have Hamas training with the cartels, teaching them how to build tunnels. So this has been going on. There is actually a joint network of the Mexican cartels working with the Islamic jihadists in transporting drugs, but also them teaching each other how to build tunnels. Because, of course, you have Hamas and Hezbollah, who are experts in building tunnels to get into Israel and to evade the IDF and Israeli forces. And then they teach the cartels how to do it as well. This is well known, right? This is well known. This is how El Chapo was able to expand his drug network into the Middle East and was working with ISIS terrorists, something that you don't really ever hear about. But there is a coordinated working relationship between the cartels and the Islamic jihadists.
And of course, whenever there's money to be had and the cartels running that southern border, they'll help anybody get across. They don't really care what comes of it.
And if you recall my Las Vegas shooting investigation reporting, well, you had me breaking the story on that as well. It was an ISIS terrorist attack where you had ISIS terrorists who came in through the Mexican border. And you had Scott Perry, who is a current member of Congress out of Pennsylvania, who actually said the same information on Tucker Carlson. And then he was canceled from ever going on Fox News ever again after revealing that several members of Congress had been briefed on the fact that ISIS terrorists crossed over illegally into the United States through Mexico to carry out what is now the worst mass shooting in U.S. history, which we know is an FBI cover-up because it was basically a gun-running operation with ISIS gone wrong. But you'll never hear about that because the media never talks about it. But you can watch it for yourself. You see the video right there. Everything I say is factual. Everything I say is backed up by facts and truth. You can watch it. You can have a conversation with Congressman Scott Perry yourself, and you can see there's a reason why they never had him on again, because they don't want people knowing that the FBI covered up the fact that the worst mass shooting in U.S. history was carried out by Muslims.
And it was amazing just covering that in real time, the lengths that the FBI and law enforcement went to keep this information from getting out, to just ignore all the evidence that was being presented, whether it was on mainstream news or whether it was alternative news. I mean, I don't want to go back in time to that event, but it's the same story, Laura, where there's just this consortium of all this information. And this is really a big red pill moment for a lot of people, including myself. When there's just all this information available on a current event and a subject matter that just never makes it to TV, and you're kind of sitting there scratching your head, and that's when you realize, oh, the TV is not there to keep me informed. The TV is there to keep me uninformed and disinformed.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to give you a lot of credit, Owen, because that was years ago, but you and I were reporting in live time while I was in Vegas. I mean, I was standing outside of Jesus Campos's home on live Periscope with you. So InfoWars did a lot of great work to give me a platform. You're playing the press conference that I was banned from. They banned me. The FBI and the LVMPD actually banned me from their press conferences because I forced them to admit that they lied about the check-in date of Stephen Paddock in their cover-up of this ISIS terrorist attack. And so, you know, I'm sure that we're not going to get the full story. They're going to say that this guy today was mentally ill, even though he was a black Nation of Islam, Jew-hating Muslim. Okay, and that's the truth, but we can't talk about that because it goes against the Democrats' agenda. But this is all stuff that I talk about, the Democrats' love fest with the jihadis, the FBI's cover-up of the Las Vegas ISIS terrorist attack, in my upcoming book, Loomered, How I Became the Most Banned Woman in the World. You're actually mentioned in my book. And if people are interested in reading these exclusive reports about how this was a vehicular jihad attack in our nation's capital today, you can go to loomered.com. This is the kind of information that we need our lawmakers speaking about. And it's why I'm running for Congress again. So if you want to support my congressional campaign, you can go to loomer2022.com. I've been endorsed by President Trump, and I'm proud to say he voted for me in 2020 as well.
Laura, if you can stick around, just do one more segment and let's talk about the censorship angle of this, and then some other updates on some patriotic action that's happening in Florida with Laura Loomer. We'll be right back.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We tried to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order.
And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com/show. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, I want to get into the censorship issue with Laura here and talk about her being banned from press conferences and the lies that they tell as the excuse. But, you know, something just came across my news feed here, and I want to get Laura's response to this. And I'm going to try not to curse or rant or rave here, but this is one of the most despicable women in the history of our Congress, and just such a fraud, such a criminal, Ilhan Omar. And she just made this statement. Heartbroken to learn another Capitol police officer was killed while protecting the Capitol. My thoughts and prayers go out to the officer's family and the entire Capitol police force. So that is obviously a total fraud on its face. This woman has promoted the most anti-cop rhetoric and anti-cop activity that has led to dead police. I don't want to hear Ilhan Omar talking about feeling bad for police officers ever. That lying criminal fraud. And then she goes on and she says, the death toll would have been worse if the assailant had an AR-15. Oh, you just absolute scum. Politicizing an event before the bodies are even cold. You absolute scum. And so for Ilhan Omar to come out and make a statement like this, Laura, this woman has literally attended protests where cops have been battered and attacked and had to be sent to the hospital. And she comes on here and acts like she cares about the police when she argues to defund the police, and she demonizes the police every day that leads to police being killed? That is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I have to say, Owen, the death toll would have been zero if the attacker wouldn't have had access to a Quran. Ain't that the truth? Look, this isn't a gun problem. This is an Islam problem. We have an Islamic terror problem in our country, okay? And these are Ilhan Omar's people. Okay, she's always talking about how proud she is to be the first Muslim member of Congress, so she needs to own it, okay? And when I say she needs to own it, she has openly embraced with open arms the Nation of Islam. She, along with Rashida Tlaib, who used to write for Louis Farrakhan's paper, AOC, right, spoke at the Women's March, another story that I broke about how the Nation of Islam was basically the Women's March was a front for the Nation of Islam. They kicked me out of that march too, right? Alyssa Milano threw me out of the Women's March events when I broke that story. Look, they're all complicit. These people wrote for Nation of Islam. Lois Farrakhan praised Ilhan Omar and called her his sweetheart, and she never condemned him, okay? They are both Jew Jew-hating Muslim jihadists. Okay, Louis Farrakhan hates America. If you recall, he traveled to Iran and was chanting death to America during the sanctions. Okay, he should be in prison. Okay, I would argue that he's an enemy of our state. And he's radicalizing a lot of people in our country. He's radicalizing a lot of the black community as well. I don't know if you know this, but the government actually gives grants to Nation of Islam to go into prisons. And the highest religious conversion out of any religious group in the nation in prison is actually Islam. And it's done by Nation of Islam, Farrakhan disciples. And so you can look that up and you can see our government, your taxpayer money is actually going towards radicalizing black people in prison so that they can become supporters of Nation of Islam, like the attacker who just killed a police officer in our nation's capital today. And so I really don't want to hear any of Ilhan Omar's phony thoughts and prayers. One, because she supports defunding the police, but two, right? These are her people. This is the ideology that she supports and embraces. She took her oath on the Quran. And so until she disavows that, I don't really feel like she has a right to be speaking on this issue. She's part of the problem.
I say this and I don't want to be redundant, so I'm going to say it and move on. Folks, you have to tell your kids this, tell your friends this. This has to be seared into everyone's understanding. Democrats lie about everything. That's all they do. They're totally dishonest, disingenuous liars, period. And that's the kindest thing I can say about them. So Ilhan Omar is just a bold-faced, lying rat. And I'm withholding myself here because I have a lady guest on with me. But, I mean, let me just tell you, I'm being kind to Ilhan Omar right now. No, Laura, it's just I have to sit here and I have to look at these. I mean, let's be perfectly honest. Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib have the IQ of a ham sandwich when you combine it, okay? And for them to be complaining, they want America destroyed. I don't want to hear any complaining from these women when anything bad happens to this country. They love it.
That's what happens when you marry your brother and your cousin and you're inbred. I mean, when you look at the average IQ in Somalia, it's like 65 because everybody in Somalia is marrying their brother and their cousin. You can look it up. You can look it up. The lowest IQ and out of all the countries in the world is Somalia, where, you know, it's no surprise that that's where Ilhan Omar's from. We all know she married her brother. Another story, right? Imagine that. Wow, I'm breaking all these stories that I
know. Oh, yeah, imagine Laura Loomer, crashing Ilhan Omar events, crashing Rashida Tlaib events, warning America about what's coming. I'm sorry. It's just these women are such lying, phony frauds, and it's just unbelievable that they're able to get away with this and get elected. I mean, it's just stunning. I mean, seriously, it's unbelievable, and I don't understand how anybody can't look at these people and just say, wow, you're a complete phony liar. Please shut up and leave my country. Now, I want to get to the other issue. Here's what I want people to understand about why the lies they tell when they ban people like Laura Loomer or myself from these events. And what they always try to fall back on, Laura, like, for example, they banned you when the FBI and the Las Vegas police were doing press conferences on the Vegas shooting. They banned you from going to these things because you were asking real questions. They didn't even want you there. And so the excuse they always use, or the media people that are there will always use, is, well, you're not even real media. You know, you're not even real media. You don't even need to be here. Nah, nah, nah. And I always notice the same thing because they do the same thing to me. And I'll be looking around at the media that says, oh, you're not real media. You know, yeah. And I'll be looking around. And I'll be like, huh, you know what? None of you have any audience at all. None of you. And I'll look around and I'm like, I don't recognize any of you. All I do is consume news. Everybody here is a complete nobody telling me I'm a nobody. It's that they do the same thing to you, Laura.
Yeah, look, it's all jealousy, right? I mean, look at Oliver Darcy, for example. Oliver Darcy launched a crusade to get people like me and you and Alex Jones banned. Well, do people really want to know the real reason why Oliver Darcy has such a hard-on for Alex Jones and InfoWars and people like me? Well, Oliver Darcy is a talentless fraud, and Oliver Darcy was a conservative, and he has – you know, such a lack of talent that when he applied to Project Veritas, where I used to work, and I know because he applied when I was working for Project Veritas, he was denied. And then he also applied for a job with InfoWars and was denied because he's not talented like me and you, Owen.
No. He actually ran a website. I forget what it was called. He ran a website like fact-checking liberals and stuff.
Yeah, and he was rejected from a job at InfoWars and Project Veritas. And so now it's basically like an angry, petulant child acting out because they didn't get the candy in the candy store. And so he wants to get revenge on the people who denied him. And so he's still talentless. I mean, even though, bad, it still doesn't give him talent. You know, if he's watching this, you're not going to be talented, Oliver, just because you're getting people banned.
Yeah, this is like if Laura Loomer and I are out, you know, playing basketball or something at a gym and we're winning, and then Oliver Darcy comes in and takes our sneakers and like throws them, all across the fence, and then he's like, "Ha ha, you guys can't even play." It's like, "Ha ha, you guys can't even play." It's like, "You threw our sneakers over the fence, you jerk."
Yeah, along with being petty and vindictive, he's also an absolute pussy. If you recall, I got banned from CPAC because I confronted him about working with Twitter and CNN to get Alex Jones banned. And he ran away like a little baby hiding from me in the corner when I confronted him at CPAC. And then CPAC caved and banned me because, ooh, I hurt Oliver Darcy's feelings. Boo-hoo.
You got banned from CPAC, too?
Yeah. Remember, I got banned.
And you know what's funny? I bet it was like you. Like, I'm walking around CPAC. I can't even stop to, like, take a breath. Everybody wants to shake my hand and take pictures. But yet, then they come and they say, you've got to go. You've got to go.
Go. You're just too popular. You know, you're more popular than Matt Schlapp and all of our other boring speakers here. You got to go ASAP.
And then, that's why the conservatives like people like Loomer and myself getting censored, because then they can puff up their chest and say, see, I'm still the big conservative on campus. These people don't even exist.
Yeah, let me tell you about cancel culture, even though I've never been canceled. Yeah, tell me about it. Oh. America uncanceled.
Laura, tell people again where they can follow you.
Loomered.com. I'm also on Gab and Parler at Laura Loomer and on Telegram at Loomered Official. And my campaign site is Loomer2022.com. That's where you can support me.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads and I get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com,
warroom.com and follow that link. You get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com. The revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now. Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered, because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasovitz, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
What a joke. The CDC has just said that fully vaccinated Americans can resume domestic and overseas travel, but they still have to wear masks. You dirtbag. You sick. Total tyranny. And so here's CNN in clip 7. This is what they want, folks. This is what it's always been about. Making you a slave. Indoctrinating you into the medical tyranny. And then once they've done that, you're a total slave of the system. You can't have any freedoms. Here's CNN admitting what their entire agenda is to make you a slave, using freedom as the incentive to enslave you. Here it is.
Clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
Yeah, you don't say. You don't say. Oh. I mean, can you imagine being such an authoritarian cunt? Excuse me, drop that. But I'm serious here. I mean, this is ridiculous. Sorry about that. I mean, I tend to get a little mad when people tell me I'm not free. Makes me a little upset. So I'm sorry. I get upset when members of my government and the media lie to me all day long. I get a little ticked off. I apologize for my language. When I have people that go on TV and tell me I'm not allowed to be free until I consume their product, I get a little upset. I get a little ticked off. I get a little hot and bothered here. So she's mad. What are we going to do when these states open up and people are back to being free? How are we going to force them to take our vaccine again? Well, I got news for you. Here in Austin, Texas, we're pretty much wide open. And guess what? Nobody's getting sick. Nobody's dying. And you know what? That just pisses you off, doesn't it? That just pisses you off. I thought you freaks, I thought you liberal, progressive, Democrat freaks wanted all of us to die. I thought you wanted us dead because of global warming. So you should want everybody to die from COVID. This would be the Earth's way. This is the Gaia Mother Earth's way of killing us off. Don't you get it?
This is Mother Earth's way of killing off humanity. The party that loves abortion. The party that says that humans are bad and killing the planet. You should be promoting us to die from COVID. But no, you know, everything you say and everything you do is a fraud and a lie. And so you have to sit here and say, look, we have to propagandize the people. I mean, I could sit here and play all the clips. The Prime Minister of New Zealand saying we have to propagandize the people. Justin Trudeau of Canada saying we have to propagandize the people. The American media saying we have to propagandize the people. And now they've taken it a step further saying we have to keep everybody enslaved and not free because otherwise, how are we going to make them take the vaccine? And that tells you everything you need to know about the entire pandemic. How are you going to convince the American people? How are you going to convince the people of the world to go into medical tyranny and worldwide government? How are you going to do that? By taking their freedom and then telling them it's the only way to get it back. And that's exactly what they did. And here's the sick Hollywood freaks. Here's the sick Hollywood freaks telling you the exact same thing.
If you want to get back to your favorite places and feel confident they have put your health and safety first,
look for the WELL Health Safety Seal.
Look for the WELL Health Safety Seal.
Look for the WELL Health Safety Seal.
Pause it.
I'm Dr. Richard Carmel.
Notice how every single one of these people was an avid anti-Trumper. Go ahead.
This is the WELL Health Safety Seal from the International WELL Building Institute, the global authority on healthy buildings.
The WELL Health Safety Rating was informed by years
global
of research.
Global authority. Here, pause right there. Input. There, global authority. You know what? I'm starting to get a little out of control here. Because I need to calm down. You know, we're not shock jocks here, but you know, we're untethered, we're free. I want to reveal my bare ass and tell the global health authority to kiss my ass. Okay? Kiss my bare fuzzy ass. My pale white fuzzy ass global health authority. No, you're not the authority of me. You're not the authority of free men and free women and free people. You're not the authority. God is. We are. And you can kiss our big asses, our slim asses, our bare asses, our hairy asses. Kiss our ass because you're not the authority over us. You sick, demonic tyrants. Finish these freaks up. Now, you know, I don't even want to get them off the screen. I can't take this anymore, man. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go. I'm going to call the, we're so woke here. I'm going to call the Coca-Cola, hotline here. And, let's see what happens when you, this is just a clown world. Let's see what happens when you call the Coca-Cola, main line here.
All right. This is what you get when you call Coca-Cola headquarters now.
Throughout the past few days, you may have seen inaccurate reporting on the content of our recently launched diversity, equity, and inclusion training program. The video in question was not part of the company's curriculum, but was accessible on a third-party platform used for the training. We took immediate action and removed any links from the company's training playlist that could lead employees to that content. We do not support the idea of anyone being less of themselves. Our business is driven by employees of different genders, ages, abilities, orientations, races, ethnicities, religious beliefs, and countries of origin. All of these dimensions add to our way of working, learning, and leading. We will make sure that we are addressing any opportunities for improvement and continue the dialogue to ensure all voices are heard and respected.
So, I'm just totally in the clown world now. And, you know, we really don't have time to softball these things. And that's kind of why we just untether here and I tend to lose my temper. It's just like, I don't have time to softball things. I don't have time to play political correctness. Okay. We're living in the clown world and people don't really understand what that means. But I mean, this is like, and that's why I use terms that offend people and I always get gruff for it. But I mean, for whatever reason, when I say the word retard, I get more gruff than anybody. But I mean, this is the retard land where you're calling up Coca-Cola headquarters and they're like, we believe every person is good. We believe every person of orientation is good and nobody is less than anybody else.
What? What are we dealing with? So this is all because the liberal left has gotten in control of everything. And they're not even liberals. I mean, really, we should stop saying the word liberal. They're not liberals. They're satanic progressives. They're authoritarians. They're totalitarians. And they all have extremely low IQs. They're in a near trance state, if not a total trance state, and their IQs are so low they could probably be classified as mentally retarded. And that's all being done by the weaponized, propagandized television. And now they're in control of all these institutions, and they're in control of the media, and they have influence with their victimology over all of these things, and that's why everything is going into complete clown world, la-la, low IQ, moron land. God help us. And then they say, you're not allowed to be free again until you take the vaccine, which of course is hyperbole, because if you have to do something to be free, you're not free at all. See, I mean, it's too much, man. It's too much. Man, I gotta tell you. I really just hit a wit's end with that. Because I just have a flame inside of me that cannot be put out. I have a desire that cannot, I have a thirst that cannot be quenched, and that's to be free. And that's to live in a free world, a free civilization of smart people, productive people, successful people, prosperous people. Like, that's what I want. That's what we want. And I know who's keeping us from this. We see them on TV. We see them in our politics. We see them influencing our culture. They're destroying everything that we hold dear. They are destroying humanity, and it's really sad.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you, because we know we're all in this together.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control Big Pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. And the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
You know, it's unprofessional for me to yell and rant and rave and throw things at my TV and, you know, act like this. But, you know, I just got to tell you, and I know that you know, probably most people in this audience can relate. That's why they tune in. That's why they like InfoWars. But, you know, I want to exist in a higher consciousness. I want to exist in a higher plane. And I don't want to be dragged down by this mess. And so, but see, I still have the primal animal instincts and the survival instincts that really kick in. And so it's like, I mean, yeah, they're coming for the kids. They're crushing our economy. They're opening our southern border. They're forcing us into medical tyranny. They're putting us into a world government. It's total tyranny. It's here. They're lying to you about everything. They're manipulating every story. They're propagandizing every institution. And I mean, so it's just like a wave. And it's just instinctual, folks. And they know what our instincts are telling us. And that's why they're so scared. But see, we have enough of a governor. We have enough of a reserve. We have enough discernment and resolve to kind of, you know, sit back on our hind legs. Because we know where this goes. And, you know, me up here ranting and raving or whatever, that's just an illustration of the burning desire that we have to be free and to shake these tyrants off of our back. And this will be contagious. That's why they censor InfoWars. This will eventually get into the heart and the mind and the soul and the body of every American and every human on planet Earth. They will scream out and they will cry for freedom. And I just hope it's not too late, that it doesn't have to go to that real dark place before this happens. But when they come and they have drag queen tranny time for kids and they're child trafficking and running sex trafficking and human smuggling across the southern border with the federal government, and they're telling you that you have to take a vaccine to be free again, and they're making you wear a mask and breathe in your own carbon dioxide all day long, and they're attacking and attacking free speech and censoring, and on one side of their mouth saying all cops are bad, kill them, and then a cop dies and they say, oh, we feel bad for the cops. I mean, this is the mark of the devil. So the devil is here, folks. The devil is here. They're telling you. That's why they're running the 666 symbolism everywhere. That's why they're running it on all the cable news networks. That's why Cardi B and Lil Nas are pushed to your kids. And, you know, I just hope that our biggest regret is not the fact that we were so reserved and we were so domesticated and we decided not to take action when we should have, and we decided not to take action and put everything on the line when it was the last hand. Oh my gosh. I can't, guys, I can't. I hit a point today and I just can't anymore. So I'm gonna have to refocus. We got a big guest coming on. But just know there's a plan to kill you. Just know there's a plan to kill you. Just know there's a plan to enslave you. And just know they're coming, man. And they're coming from the Democrat Party. They're coming from the Biden administration. They're coming from the mainstream news. They're coming from the healthcare systems that want to force you to take a vaccine. And Bill Gates and Fauci and all of them, man. They're coming. So get on your knees and beg for God's forgiveness. Because the Satanists are here, the eugenicists are here, and there's a plan to enslave you and murder you. So, I don't know. Whatever. Let's let them do it. It's fine. Forget about it. Sorry I'm mad.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Okay, my desire to be free and to end tyrants and authoritarians and totalitarians reign on this planet overwhelmed me a little bit, but it's okay. We've hit the reset button, and we're calm and collected here. We're going to do the last hour very professionally, very, very professionally, very serious. And so we have our next guest coming up. I want to review the video that went so viral that he had, just a small clip of it. Alex Lazarev, and so he was out, and he had a bullhorn, and he's out in his car, and he's sarcastically saying, you're all being good citizens, thank you for wearing the mask, thank you for complying, thank you for taking the vaccine, goes totally viral. Of course, it's obvious sarcasm, even to the dumbass liberal that actually believes what they're saying, but see, they can still sense when they're being fooled, they can still sense the sarcasm, even though you're repeating their talking points. So it just goes to show you how they know they're liars, they know they're being duped, but they still go along with the propaganda because for whatever reason they're suicidal, or as long as it upsets you, that makes them happy. So here's the short clip of that viral video, and then he joins us live.
Happening when you're convinced of a reality that's based on fear that has nothing to do with what's actually happening.
You shut the fuck up.
Guy should have been shot. He's lucky he wasn't shot.
Get the
fuck
out of here. You're insane, bro.
Man, I'm telling you, dude. We are on the edge of Mad Max. I mean, I'm serious, folks. We're on the edge of just total breakdown of civilization at this point. I mean, this guy should have been shot.
You're literally been silent.
See? Should have been shot.
Okay, are you happy now?
So, again, I'm not a violent person. I am not a violent person. Believe me, folks. I like to spend my time and chill out. Like, that's, but I mean, seriously, if we were serious on this planet and we wanted to fix things, we wouldn't put up with this for a second. So, Alex Lazarev joins me. You're actually in Vancouver right now at a park at an anti-mask protest. So that's nice. So are you guys being treated fairly by the police today?
Well, first of all, it's a freedom protest. Today's protest specifically is encouraging businesses to ignore the government mandates and just to stay open and not go under because of this insane agenda. And yes, our police in Vancouver actually have been doing a really good job so far.
That's good news. So let's talk about this incident, though. First of all, it was brilliant, really sarcastic humor that you had driving around in your vehicle, complimenting the people, way to wear the mask, way to be compliant, way to be a good slave. Obviously, even though that's what they're doing, that's what they believe in, they obviously sense the sarcasm, and it drove this guy to such an insane level of psychotic behavior that he smashed your window in with his bike. So clearly this is an unstable human here that's obviously a progressive leftist. But talk about that day, what made you want to do that, and then this psychotic. Has he been charged yet?
So I don't know if he's been charged. I've given all the information, so I also still have to speak to a lawyer. But, I mean, I've been in the freedom movement for a long time. We're just trying to educate people. So the real agenda here, obviously, it has nothing to do with a virus. It has nothing to do with protecting us. It's about an agenda. You guys know about it. Millions of people are waking up to it. And being a comedian, I thought, okay, rather than just doing the normal thing, yelling people, hey, wake up, I just thought, let's go out there and just let's troll them. Let's just be funny and be sarcastic and have a good time and just I did it. I was having a great time. Me and my buddy were just laughing our asses off. And, you know, I put up a video of this doing before, and it got a couple of thousand views. We had no idea this was going to happen and this was going to pop off to this level. I'm just doing my thing, having fun, telling jokes and trying to wake people up. That's just doing what I do, you know?
So what was it about? I mean, first of all, it's funny that this guy hasn't even been arrested. I mean, there's his face. There's the assault. One, two. Here comes assault number three. Now he's going to have there. Now there's your assault with a deadly weapon. Now there's the property damage as well. So, I mean, there's four, five, six charges just right there in that video. The police still haven't gotten him. I have people that make death threats to me. I give them all the information. They still get no arrests. But, I mean, have you experienced such psychotic behavior like that before?
No, nothing like this. I mean, we do our rallies and we do our protests, and once in a while you get people flipping us off or yelling at us, but nothing like this. You know, I've heard on the car rallies, I've only done a couple of the car rallies, you know, people kicking the car and stuff like that, but I've never seen anything like this. It's a miracle, actually. I'm just grateful that I wasn't injured. Like, the glass shattered right in front of my face, and I actually had a little right on my eyelash there. So I'm just like, thank you, God. You know what I mean? But, yeah, it was intense, man. It was really intense, but it just shows you just how in fear people are. I mean, this is what the media, the mainstream media does. They just have everybody terrified. Everybody's afraid of a virus. Their people are ratting on each other. I mean, they're literally waiting for Big Daddy government to save them from the fear Big Daddy government created. I mean, it's insane. So this is, I'm just doing what I can to get people to see this, because they have to see it. At this point, we cannot sit back, those of us who are awake to the agenda, and hope it goes away. It's time to get off our butts and do something, and that's what we're trying to do here in Vancouver, some of us.
Well, what's this guy's problem? I mean, he's not wearing a mask. Why is he so upset?
Yeah, that's the funny thing. I mean, we had some pretty funny signs on the van, which you don't see in the clip, obviously, that said, you know, trust your government, trust the media, you know, Trudeau knows best, you know. So we're laying it on pretty thick. You know, we're pretty clear on what we're saying. And, yeah, who knows what could have happened to him? You know, maybe he got fired that day. Maybe something bad happened. I don't know. He's got a lot of healing to do, you know, and believe me, I've been in that place, brother, myself, where I've been really angry in my past. And so I've done a lot of personal work, a lot of healing work. So I would just say to this man, you know, do the work, brother, whatever you got to do. We support you. But man, yeah, that was intense.
Well, I mean, I would say, you know, because the left wants to call for gun control all these days. Well, you guys are the psychotics out there. Maybe you guys should be the ones to turn your guns in and lead by example, because I mean, it's psychotics like that that are the real threat to society. But here's what's ironic to me about this is that you're just promoting everything that they love. I mean, they do love the government. They do love Trudeau. They do exactly. So why is it that they get so upset when you're just giving them the message that they're accepting?
Yeah, comedy can be a powerful thing. I guess on some level, subconsciously, he got it. You know, it's funny, as a Canadian, in my comedy act, one of my jokes is, you know, I've always been proud to be Canadian, and I used to look at Americans and be like, oh, these Americans are crazy with their guns. But suddenly you realize the government is evil and they're trying to take over, and suddenly go, you know what? Maybe these Americans had a pretty good idea going, you know? So, yeah, my views have changed a little bit on that topic, let's just say.
Well, you were able to restrain yourself there. Most of the time, I mean, if somebody did that to me and bashed my window in, I probably would have hopped out of that car. And again, I'm not a violent person. I may have been able to restrain myself after like the first 5 seconds of, you know, wanting to show that guy what's what. But you were able to restrain yourself. So after he smashed your window, is that when he realized, I've just committed about 7 crimes here. I better leave the scene?
Yeah, we pulled over, you know, after I shook the glass out of my shoe. I was a little bit surprised. I went over, and a couple of guys from our rally were just, you know, they're holding onto his bike so he couldn't flee the scene. And once people started filming him, then he puts his mask on. That's really interesting.
So right? His mask is to protect not from COVID, but from being revealed.
Yeah, yeah. And then we just, you know, a couple of us just held him there so that he couldn't get away. He tried to do an interesting move, because we're just bear hugging him and just holding his arms. And then he does the, I can't breathe. And then one of the bystanders goes, yeah, nice try, bro. There was a comedy moment there. But yeah, so we just held him there. Cops showed up. We showed him the video. They knew what was up. So he was arrested. And and then he's got a court date. So I have, yeah, we'll see what happens. But yeah, man. It just shows you we're at a boiling point. And you know what's really crazy? If you look at the restaurant signs, you know, in the video, one of the signs actually says boiling point. You know, it's almost like a very interesting synchronicity, a couple of the signs that are in that video. It's like I really feel this was divine. This was supposed to happen. I believe this is really part of the global awakening that we're in right now.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, this was like major Matrix breaking moment here, like total simulation. You're at boiling point. I mean, but see, here's my problem is, if we were rational and we were really rational and wanted to solve this, we would say, okay, this individual is clearly in need of psychiatric care. He's clearly mentally unfit. He's dealing with some serious things. He may need counseling. He may need, you know, some sort of services to deal with this mental psychosis that he's dealing with. And if we actually address that, because this isn't an isolated incident, you know, seeing these leftists go insane like this, but we would address it and we'd get to the root cause. And it's the same thing. Leftism, leftist, modern day liberalism, progressivism is turning people into this mental illness, psychotic behavior that is documented in real time over and over again. Now, but they get away with it. They get away with it. But if you show up with like a Trump flag or an American flag and you're like, I love freedom, free speech is great, they're like, get that American, somebody lock him down, there's a problem with him, he's out of control.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars Privacy Pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark.
Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Lazarev is with us. You saw his viral video where he was sarcastically going through, I guess it was in Canada. Was it in Canada, Alex? Was it in Vancouver?
Vancouver, that's right.
Yeah, going around Vancouver with the bullhorn, just giving the liberals their propaganda that they hear on TV every day and love, but for some reason they hated it coming from him, which to me really indicates the spiritual side of this. Like, he somehow knew that you were being sarcastic. And so he decided to come up and attack you. If Justin Trudeau would have said everything he was that you were saying, or the television would have said everything you were saying, he would have bowed down and, kissed the television, probably give it a little hug, maybe rubbed it on its belly. But no, if you do it, then all of a sudden he gets violent and commits at least three different crimes by my measurement in that short video. So it's just amazing how he was able to do that. But I mean, what do you think about the mental state of these people? Because to me, if we were really wanting to deal with this, we'd say, hey, look, something is happening here. There's a phenomenon. They're getting violent. They're getting psychotic. They're not making any sense. This is a worldwide phenomenon, but specifically in the West. And yet we just allow this to happen and we act like it's not going on. Meanwhile, they twist it and they say, we're the crazy ones. We're the out of control ones, as they're screaming like banshees, attacking people in the streets. I mean, if we were a sane society, we'd be addressing this, but it just shows how they're in control of society, and that's why things are just devolving.
Yeah, brother. Well, we live in a trauma-based mind control system, right? So it's right from birth. As soon as you're born, they traumatize you when you're a baby. Male circumcision, they pull you away from the mother. They put you on a... I mean, literally, it's made to traumatize us, and then it's everything. Going to school, being forced to learn, literally, like in our entire lives, we're brainwashed into trusting authority, doing what we're told and following orders. So when you're sitting there watching the news and it's just fear, 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 everybody, you know, divide and conquer, it's everybody is afraid. This is, you said it a second ago, this is a spiritual war. They've convinced everyone that fear is real, that we're all separate beings, that we all have to, it's all about being number one, making more money, being more successful, all this kind of stuff. It's insane. Everybody is insane. It is a spiritual war. The truth is, as human beings, our nature is love. You know that. I know that. We are love. If you're hanging around a pool and you see a toddler fall into that pool and start drowning, how many people start pointing and laughing? Everybody in that pool is going to jump in and get that kid out because our nature is love. And the weapon that they use against us is to turn us against each other. They spend hundreds of millions of dollars just fear, 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 be afraid. COVID is the ultimate scam because now you're afraid of everybody. Ooh, anyone can get you sick, right? Oh, you could be healthy and hug somebody and kill them. That's absurd. But it's worked because they appeal to human nature. They know because humans are good. And if we think, oh, you could get someone sick even if you're healthy. So wear a mask and isolate yourself and just live in your basement for the next 40 years. Nice move. They're very clever and they've manipulated us. And they've hoaxed most of the population. Yeah.
Well, and I'm so glad that you say that because it really is true. I mean, we're brainwashed and in many ways enslaved just right out of the womb. And it's sad that that's the case. I think instinctually we can all feel that and know that. And we're just trying to figure out how to fix it. It's very complex and complicated. But, you know, I remember back because when I go on rants like I did about 30 minutes ago, I mean, I don't feel bad, but like it's almost kind of embarrassing. I mean, even though it's real, even though it's the flesh and most people can relate, like, you know, I don't need to behave like that. It's not loving, but it's real. And so it resonates. But, you know, I remember I used to host when I was hosting this late night talk show, and it was back about 10 years ago. I would come in, I would do 10 to midnight. Sometimes I go till 1 or 2. And people would tune in and they always knew me as the loud guy because I'd be ranting and raving all the time, kind of like I did. But then, you know, they would meet me. They'd actually meet me at other events or in studio, and I'd be like, oh, you know, I'm the host. They'd be like, oh, you're the guy? You're the guy yelling? That doesn't seem like you at all. You're like the coolest, nicest guy ever. Because, I mean, really, that's what I am. But when I'm forced to just sit here and observe and ingest, and I'm staring into the abyss of this insanity, this madness, this enslavement of the world, you know, I have this gut reaction that is, you know, it's violent in a way. And I don't want to do that, but you're right. It's like, so how do we try to remain focused and work out of a feeling of love instead of the anger and resentment to these people that are coming after us?
Brother, that's really the key question, and it's not always easy to do. Like you, I'm very passionate, and I love all our brothers and sisters out there. But on my spiritual path, and I think we're all on that path, whether we're aware of it or not, it's about having compassion for everybody, because we're all one. Ultimately, all the great masters, you know, Buddha, Krishna, Jesus, they're all pointing to the same truth. We're all one infinite consciousness, having all these different experiences. So when you look at someone, even though they're angry and they're brainwashed and they're traumatized, have compassion in your heart for them. That's all I try and do. Even this guy here, deep down, he's a decent, loving human being like all of us. He's been programmed. He's been damaged. He's been hurt. But I choose to love him anyway. I choose to love everybody, no matter how messed up they are, because I was messed up. I was messed up. I was traumatized. I was abused. You know, I didn't love myself. We've all been to those places. And so I think that's really the way forward, is to remember we're all human beings. None of us are perfect. And let's just keep that love in our hearts, even when we wake people up, even though, you know, even if we have to say things that are difficult or do things to shock people, do it from love. You know, my spiritual teacher has a great expression. I don't remember where it comes from, but basically, if you're going to cut someone's head off, better hold their heart in your hand. What was it? Yeah, do it with love. Basically, if you're going to chop someone's head off, do it with love. You know, and that's the practice. And we have to do that, because their weapon is fear. Their weapon is separation. But our truth is love. We are one human family, and let's come from that place. And if we all stand up from that place of love and say, no, this game is over, brother, overnight, it'll be over.
And, you know, it's so complex, too, because the big lie that the mainstream media and the left tries to play is that they're coming from a position of love. But really, it's just the propaganda, you know, and so whenever they make those arguments, I just laugh. I mean, it's like, no, you're coming from the side that promotes abortion and ignores the genocide in China and wants to, and you're racist also, by the way, but they always want to ignore all of that stuff. So it's kind of a difficult thing, I think, because they really think like they're coming. Oh, we open borders is love. No, it's not. Look at the criminal activity that's happening with the open border. So how do you judo move them thinking they have the moral high ground? They're coming from a position of love, even though they hate God. And I could go down the list. How do you find that middle ground when the whole notion of love to them has been politicized?
Well, I don't know if I'm trying to convince, you know, the people up top, because they're psychopaths. We don't need to convince them. We need to convince our brothers and sisters out here on the ground to just say no to the insanity, say no to tyranny, say, you know, we just come at it from that place of like, we know we're on the same side, and to not live in fear. That's all we have to do, is say no, because when we say no, it's over, and it's over fast. You know, so it's just realizing we're all on the same team. That's their trick. You know this, divide and conquer. No more division. We are humans. Every single one of us deserves love, freedom to be able to work the job we want to work, to hang out with the people we want to, and not be told what to, you know, what we can and can't do, what we can and can't put into our body. So we just say no, and it's happening. Even in sleepy Canada, it's happening.
You know, this is honestly one of the toughest things from a spiritual side, to realize that you're completely under attack, but also that the people attacking you have been victims of brainwashing, and trying to be patient, trying to come from a loving stance. But it's like, you know, how do you deal with somebody that's coming after you that wants to, you know, choke you out? You know, how do you judo them with a move of love? Tell you what, stay right there. You're at an event in Vancouver, an anti-mask rally. I want to ask you about that when we come back from this break. Don't go anywhere. Alex Lazarev with us.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now. The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
We've got Alex Lazarev with us. His YouTube channel is Woke As Media. So we've been talking about his viral video and a lot of different things, but he's at an anti-mask rally in Vancouver right now, so I wanted to ask him about that. So the police haven't harassed you. How's the rally going?
Well, it's good. I dropped off to go into this nice, peaceful park so we could have a chat. But, yeah, it was a lot of people showed up, a lot of good energy, a lot of big names from our local freedom scene here. And, yeah, we don't consider ourselves anti-maskers. I mean, if somebody feels better wearing a mask, let them wear a mask. Just don't tell me to wear a mask. Don't tell me what to put into my body. Don't tell me to get a vaccine. You know what I'm saying? You do whatever you want. We're just pro-freedom. And that's one of the things that that's the label that they put on us, you know, Global News and all the mainstream media. That's the only thing they have. They can't say these people are pro-freedom. So they label us as anti-maskers. We're not anti-maskers. We're just pro-freedom. That's it.
Well, and that's why I've noticed when I go to leftist events and I ask them, are you pro-government or pro-freedom? They don't answer the question because they know that all of their ideology and policy always goes to pro-government, bigger government. But they would never actually admit that because nobody wants to be pro-government. Nobody would actually want to promote more government.
Yeah. Yeah, but everybody, but this belief goes really, really deep. A lot of prominent people out there, nobody talks about this. But the belief out there is that everybody trusts the state. Everybody trusts the government. We believe the government has authority over us. That's not, show me the contract where we signed a piece of paper that said the government can rule over us and tell us what to do. They work for us. They work for us. That's what's actually up. So they're out of control, and we, the people, need to reel them back in. We're the ones with the power. We dictate what happens. It's our planet. It's our consciousness. They have absolutely no right. So people need to wake up and declare themselves as sovereign beings who are in charge of their bodies, their minds, what they're doing with their life force energy, what they do for work, everything. We are sovereign beings. We're born free and we will die free. And humanity is waking up and we're not going to take this anymore. Period. We're done. We're done.
So what is the disconnect, do you think? Because really it's quite a hurdle here, quite an obstacle. What is the disconnect with the people that would be upset with you or would be upset with you if you don't wear a mask or you promote, you know, freedom, really? What is the disconnect where... I mean, freedom is popular. I mean, freedom is a popular thing. I don't know anybody that would say they don't like freedom. I don't know anybody that would say they don't want to be free, yet their actions would dictate or say otherwise. You know, the things they do, the things they promote would say otherwise. So where's the disconnect?
Yeah, well, the disconnect is people have been brainwashed. So, again, they use our human nature. They throw some images of people dying in body bags in China. They tell you there's a scary virus. They play on that fear card. So now everybody thinks they're going to die and they're afraid. Right? That's number one. Then they say, oh, the virus, you could get people sick even though you're healthy. Oh, my God, I better wear a mask because I don't want to kill grandpa. You fell for it. This is a psychological operation. They're using the same tactics that they use to overthrow governments in South America, governments all over the world, the same tactics they're using on their own populations. It's psychological warfare. So, yeah, you could be like, of course I love freedom. But for me, freedom is wearing a mask and staying in my basement and not having a job and getting a government paycheck because they closed all the businesses, because that's the righteous thing to do to beat this virus. Right, guys? Just another 14 years to flatten the curve. You've been brainwashed. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. And, you know, I really just want to live in a free, logical society because, and you know what? You got to make choices. But, like, for example, and I just can't help but think and say this, that when that individual is attacking the vehicle you're in and then smashes your window, to me, at that point, you had every right to get out of that vehicle and beat that guy's ass and leave him bleeding out on the ground. Now, you didn't do that, and I'm not saying that that's the answer. I don't want to use violence to solve things, but violence is an answer sometimes. I mean, just look at world history. That's a fact. But my point is that you had every right. This man attacked you with a deadly weapon. He did property damage. He harassed you. He wouldn't leave you alone. If you have to teach him a lesson and leave him out there on the street, then that's what he deserves. But see, the problem is then you would have been the bad guy when all you would have done is done the right thing to protect yourself. So that's another problem we have is that, you know, we're not even allowed to do anything these days. You're only allowed to do anything if you're a leftist progressive, and you can do anything you want. You can go and disrupt Congress. You can go and have these mass protests. You can burn cities to the ground. But oh my gosh, if you're actually peaceful and have like truth and logic behind you and want to speak to people and then act rationally, you're somehow the bad guy.
Well, apparently, if you look at mainstream, I'm the bad guy because I was out there on a megaphone harassing people, you know. But believe me, I've been at a point in my life where I would have got out and kicked the crap out of that guy. But after a lot of healing and spiritual awakenings I've had, I know ultimately him and I are actually the same infinite consciousness having different experiences. Something Jesus said is really powerful. You know, that expression about, you know, turn the other cheek. And I heard that years ago and I was like, what if somebody hit me? I'd kick the crap out of them. But now when you really realize that oneness is reality, hey, man, that person is me. I don't want to kick anything you do to someone else. You're actually doing to yourself. So even though, yes, self-defense, yeah, if I really had to defend myself, you know what I'm saying? But I got compassion for the guy. It's just another version of myself. He's getting the lessons. Believe me, he's all over media for being a nut bar. So he's going to get the lessons he needs for his awakening. And I pray for the guy. I hope he gets the healing that he needs. And I'm happy I didn't lose it and punch him. I'm happy.
All right, Alex Lazarev, where can people follow your work?
I'm cracking jokes on Instagram. I'm Alex the Comic on there. And then I've got a podcast all about self-love, spiritual awakening, bettering yourself. That's over on woke.as. And that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you for doing the great work up there in Canada. Keep up the good fight, man. We'll be following your work.
All right, brother. You're doing a good one, too. Much love to all you guys. Peace.
Thank you, Alex. All right. You know, believe me, if you would have known me growing up before I got involved in politics, I mean, I wouldn't call myself a hippie, but, I wouldn't be ranting and raving like this over the airwaves. But it's just, you just reach a point where you just get so frustrated and you realize that everything's been stolen from you and you just have no rights anymore. And you just tend to lash out. And so, I'm guilty of that. But it's just I've been there because I've dealt with it before. And luckily, rational heads prevailed. But I mean, if he would have gotten out of his vehicle and he would have layeth the smacketh down on that punk, that he probably would have been arrested. Well, that's ridiculous. That punk deserved an ass whooping. And so that's my point. And again, I'm not a violent offender. I don't promote violence here. And that's one of the biggest lies they tell about InfoWars or Trump or conservatives. The violence is our last ditch resort. That's why we haven't gone there yet. That's why we're taking all of the slings and arrows and crap that get thrown at us because we don't want to be violent. But man, I hope we never reach a day where that switch gets flicked. I'm serious. I don't want to live in that world. I like America. I like civilization. I like freedom. I like concerts. I like ball games. I like going to bars and pubs and enjoying the nightlife and I like golf. I mean, so it's just like all of it's gone, man. I mean, all of it's gone. They're taking all of it. And so you wonder, it's like, do we have to fight for it? Or maybe can we save this peacefully still? So these are just the eternal struggles. All right, final segment coming up. I'm going to do a news blitz. Remember, folks, big sales at InfoWarsStore.com. Big sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We got sales now, new sales up to 50% off top rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got three supplements that just got back in stock, so we're very excited. Back in stock, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Back in stock. Everybody loves Vitamin Mineral Fusion that tries it. Most people that buy Vitamin Mineral Fusion once come back and get more. And so that's why it sells out. But it's back in stock, 40% off. Rocket Rest, the great sleep aid, is back in stock and 40% off. And then Lung Cleanse Plus as well, back in stock and 50% off. That's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget now, this is always popular, the 1776 t-shirt sale, All InfoWars t-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com are on sale right now for $17.76. So hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com. Get that t-shirt you've been waiting to get. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion while it's back in stock. Get Rocket Rest while it's back in stock and on sale.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to, because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to do a news blitz. All the news that I have not covered today, including, well, I did mention it, but let me just mention this one more time, and then I'll go down the rest of this here. Hunter Biden describes how Dad Joe chased him down the driveway during an intervention. Hunter Biden reveals a sobbing Joe Biden, if you believe any of this, of course. This is the interview that's coming up on CBS Monday morning. Hunter Biden reveals sobbing Joe Biden chased him down a driveway while staging an intervention to get him to stop doing drugs during the 2020 campaign. He also admits that the Ukraine laptop is his, or could be his. He knows it's his. Everybody knows it's his. But it was hacked by the Russians, and, you know, that's what the real story is. So just get ready for all that spin and all that BS coming up on Monday morning from Hunter Biden. And it's, I don't know if the guy's had like multiple plastic surgeries or what, but he looks like a totally different guy. I mean, literally looks like a completely different guy as he's going and doing these interviews now. So they're running a cover your ass campaign for the Biden crime family on CBS Monday morning. Wow. I'm just remembering all this news I have now. Exclusive. 7-year-old Oakland girl's message to robbers who tied up her parents and stole her life savings. Was it white supremacists? No, not even close. But of course, the media won't cover that. And then I went down the rabbit hole and I found this, which is an old phenomenon, but now back into the mainstream. YouTube won't pull rapper YG's Meet the Flockers video and lyrics amid staff outcry over anti-Asian lyrics. And there's a specific thing from 2014 song that encourages people to go out and rob Chinese people. And in the song, it's saying, go rob Chinese people. They don't believe in banks. All their money's in their house. And then there were a string of incidents, including one famous one, that was all on this Asian family's security camera, where three black guys go into her home with guns, and she had a gun too, so she was able to chase them off. But she's on the phone afterwards, and she's like, yeah, three black men just came in with guns. Please send somebody over here. Yeah, there's a video right there. And so people were saying, is this the kind of stuff being encouraged in this rap video that says go to Asian people's homes, go to Chinese people's homes, they keep all their money in there, go rob them? And then there was a string of robberies. People that listen to that rapper, perhaps. Now it's coming to fruition again. Oh, but don't let the media tell you about that story. Here's another one. Man busted for Midtown attack on Asian woman was on parole for killing his mother. Good night. And these attacks against Asians continue to happen, ironically, of course. Well, we won't talk about the race issue because we don't like to do that. But you're being lied to about the race issue, as usual. Moving on, we're just going to be spitfiring here. Andrew Cuomo sought $4 million book deal. So what did I tell you about these book deals, folks? It's pretty obvious there's a rampant corruption here. And is an Andrew Cuomo book really worth $4 million? I mean, come on. No, but Andrew Cuomo killing a bunch of people and covering it up and spreading the COVID fear and locking people down, maybe that's worth $4 million. Freudian slip, 4 million people. They'll kill 4 million people with COVID if they had their way. And now, though, Cuomo has been accused of sexual misconduct by a ninth accuser. But see, it doesn't matter now because they've decided that it doesn't matter. You can accuse Cuomo all day long and it doesn't matter. So if there'll be a 10th, a 12th, it won't matter. Cuomo, it doesn't count if you accuse Cuomo. See how that works? See how that works? There's a trend right now. People noticed if you plug in to Google, who is the world's most powerful doctor? It says Bill Gates. And nobody could really find out why this was going on, but I think it may be having to do with this story from Politico headline, Meet the World's Most Powerful Doctor, Bill Gates. And it just describes, you know, all the BS. But the craziest thing in here is how Bill Gates basically owns the World Health Organization and the G20. That's what's incredible. Again, this is a Politico story from May 4th. And they admit how Bill Gates basically bought off all these world government systems like the World Health Organization and G20, and he just owns them. And he just has all the say. He's invested more into these, to the World Health Organization and G20 than any other country on earth except the United States. So that's why you're in this fake pandemic, Bill Gates. Again, CNN, don't freak out if you get these side effects from the COVID vaccine. It's a good sign. Yeah, death is a good thing now, according to CNN. You didn't know? Come on now. Now, here's Governor Phil Scott. Guys, pull this up. I forget what state he's in. I think it was Vermont. I'm just going off memory. But Governor Phil Scott says, if you or anyone in your household identifies as black, indigenous, or a person of color, BIPOC, because this is the land of the clown now, including anyone with Abenaki or other First Nations heritage, all household members who are 16 years or older can sign up to get the vaccine. Woo! Sign up for our poison, says Governor Phil Scott of Vermont. Well, what if I identify as black? I'm whiter than a ghost, and I look like a tomato if I'm in the sun for a couple hours, but maybe I should identify as black. But I don't want the vaccine, so I'll pass. But see, folks, I mean, seriously, if you're a black person, like, they're trying to kill you with these vaccines, just like they did with the Tuskegee experiment. But don't listen to that. Don't worry about that. You know, just listen to Hank Aaron, who got the vaccine. Oh, can't. He's dead. Oh, well. Just listen to Marvin Hagler. He got the vaccine. He'll tell you how great it is. Oh, what's that? He's dead? Oh, okay. Sorry. Moving on. A great thread from Drew Holden. I should spend an entire hour on this, but I just don't have the time. But a great thread from Drew Holden. Tomorrow will be 3 weeks since Texas lifted its mask mandate. And again, I have to say, I'm not wearing a mask anywhere, and nobody's saying anything to me. Thank God. So it is nice. But coronavirus cases have steadily declining since, with yesterday the 18th day in a row of decreases. But then he goes and he says, remember, the left and the media promised the absolute opposite would happen. And then, so he's got, I mean, yeah, got, no, yeah, there you go. Scroll down this. He's got screenshots and the stories, dozens of articles, CNN, MSNBC, you name it. Every single mainstream news outlet saying that the maskless policy, removing the mask mandate, was going to kill people. Democrats and media all saying it was going to kill people. The spread was going to get worse. The numbers were going to go up. And the exact opposite happened. So they're all liars. They've all always been liars. They'll all always be liars. And even though they're trying to spread coronavirus in Texas with all the illegal immigrants coming in by the hundreds of thousands, thousands of them testing positive and then being released into Texas, the numbers are still going down. But will all of you liberal leftist phony liars ever admit that you lied to us? No, because that's what you are. Scum. Scumbag liars. The filth of society. The scum of the media. Here's a hilarious headline. Mass layoffs at the Huffington Post signal doom for journalism. No, it signals that the Huffington Post is garbage. What signals doom for globalism is the censorship of free speech, but you wouldn't get that because you promote the censorship. Here's an example. This signals doom for journalism. Laura and Donald Trump interview gets censored by Facebook and Instagram. So now they say if you have Donald Trump's voice on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, it immediately bans it. So Laura Trump did the live stream on her account, boop, banned. That's what signals doom for journalism. Here's what symbols doom for journalism. The Dangerous Speech Project, the swamp's newest censorship project. That story is at ZeroHedge.com. So just more tyranny, more censorship. That's what signals doom for journalism. Boy, oh boy, I didn't even get to this news, man. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I don't even have the time of day. 3 hours isn't enough. Major League Baseball is going to move the All-Star game because Black Lives Matter requested it. I don't think I can watch a single inning of baseball anymore. I think I'm done with that. Apple and Delta are both bashing Georgia for having voter ID laws, but yet you have to have an ID to log into Apple. You have to have an ID to have an Apple account. They even have Apple ID. And Delta's CEO, you have to have an ID to fly Delta. So go try to fly Delta without an ID, see how that goes. But now Major League Baseball moving the All-Star game because BLM complained about Georgia having voting ID laws, which is just common sense. And, you know, here's a massive story. I'm going to have to just... I'll just have to carry over some of this news till Sunday night. I'll be live Sunday night, 6 to 8 p.m. And I'll have to bring this back because this is so key. This is so frustrating. We should have the best infrastructure in the world in the United States of America, and it's collapsing. And now the Biden administration, imagine if a foreign enemy came into our country and literally bombed our highways. The Biden administration is about to do that. I'm going to have to cover this Sunday night, ladies and gentlemen. That does it for the InfoWars War Room this week. I'll be back with you Sunday night. In the meantime, you stay classy, InfoWarriors.